Down to business on News Talk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
So I'm down here in Rosslare Port as part of our visit to Wexford. We're doing Your Town, Your Main Street tomorrow. But I just thought I'd get a sense of Brexit, get a sense of what's happening out in Rosslare Port. It looks busy. There's a ship in port. There's a lot of trucks around. The car park looks full. And I'm delighted to now to meet Glenn Carr. He's the General Manager of Rosslare Port. Good afternoon, Glenn.
Good afternoon, Bobby, and great to have you here.
Glenn, you might just give us the stats, if you would, about Rosslare Port.
Yeah, Rosslare Europort. We handle about 130,000 freight units a year, about 22,000, 25,000 trade cars, 50,000 tonne of bulk, and about 900,000 passengers come through the port each year.
Now, you're only operating to what, 38% capacity? So there could be a huge upside here, and you certainly have the capacity for an upside.
Absolutely. I mean, no port would operate at 100%, but we are berths utilisation. So we have four berths here in the port, and the utilisation of those berths averages about 38%, so which gives us the availability to accommodate more vessels into this port without any really major impact on the current infrastructure or cost base.
So, Glenn, where are we now? We're outside what used to be, I think, an old bar. Am I right in saying that's now occupied by new customs people?
It is indeed. As part of the preparation for Brexit, this facility, new offices have been put in here by the OPW, and 30 additional revenue inspectors are now employed here locally in Rosslare Europort.
That's great. Could I just put one thing to you, Glenn, and that is that I've heard criticism locally that this port hasn't been invested in properly over the years, and underinvestment now means that it's playing catch-up. Is that a fair argument?
Yeah, and look, since I came here 16 months ago, same criticism was put to me. And yes, while a lot of money was invested originally in the port, during the recession, the investment into this port didn't happen. But then I would say it didn't happen in most places. And Aidan Air, no different than the other company, struggled with its finances during that period of time. However, the footing of the railway now is on a much stronger platform, and the railway is now properly funded going forward through the expansion plan for the railway. Here in the port, we've just, as I say, we brought a commercial plan to our board back in October. We have now secured 25 million investment for the next 5 years in the port, and this year alone I'll spend 1.6 million. We've just spent nearly 200,000 on new customer information systems. You can see the new terminal building has a completely new facelift. We spent nearly 800,000 on additional compound space last year. And I'm looking forward to the investment now that's been secured, that is required to take this port to the next stage. It's not the end stage, it's to the next stage.
Now I'm heading up to the control tower with Glenn Carr, the General Manager. You can hear a lot of the hustle and bustle outside. There's trucks, there's forklifts, there's ships. This is very interesting. I see another ship actually coming into the harbour as well. Busy, busy port. Let's go to the control tower, Dan.
Okay, Bobby, if you want to just come up the steps here and just come into the tower.
So, Glenn, you've brought me up now to the control tower. This is, I suppose this is the eagle's nest or the crow's nest. What are we looking out at here? You might explain it to our listeners.
Okay, so Bobby, you're in the control tower, which is really the area where you get an overview of the operations. So typically here, our harbour master, our controllers operate the business and communication with the ship. So as you can see here, just over to your right here on berth number 3, the Stena Nordica has just come in, and now we're starting the unloading process there of the passengers. And the freight operations from here. The control tower here would also communicate with air people on the ground. We in Rosslare, we provide a full stevedore and services here in the port. So here really is, I suppose, this is the heartbeat of the operation from up here that controls all the movements in the port.
From the control tower here, Glenn, as you say, we have an amazing view. One thing you do have here is you've got space. Have you enough space and enough land here to expand, to hopefully there might be increased demand with Brexit and all that. Have you enough space here and capacity?
Absolutely. One of the real key advantages of Rosslare, and I suppose this port is a gateway to Europe and to the UK, for not just for the region, but for the country. If you look down, just down, Bobby, to the left down here, you see where our trade cars are. We handle about 20,000, 25,000 trade cars a year. We've trailer spaces for up to 450 trailers. But we've additional land here. You're looking at about 46 acres here in the port at the moment. Utilisation of the port here is one of the key drivers of mine. I mean, we currently have about 38% utilisation of berths. So overnight, we could take in an additional sailing to France each day, and certainly an additional sailing to the UK each day, without any real pressure on the infrastructure. But as part of our 25 million investment plan in Rosslare over the next 5 years, we're going to even extend the footprint of this port and the reconfiguration of the port. There's a whole new customs and border inspection facility going into Rosslare as part of Brexit preparation.
What about Irish Ferries dropping the sailing to France this year? That has got to have been a surprise to many people. It also has got to be a blow to you financially and operationally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm on record of saying that the loss of that particular route, it has been disappointing. It does represent nearly a million hit on our bottom line. It makes our job here, our growth plans, that obviously more, I suppose, harder to hit. But we're targeting a growth about 20% in the next 5 years here in the port. We're already seeing a growth in the freight business, in the unaccompanied and the accompanied. We're up about 3-4% so far year to date, which is a first in a number of years here in the port. I mean, the loss of the service to France is particularly, I suppose, damaging also for the local economy. We're talking about 200,000 cars not going through the Rosslare and the Wexford region that went through here last year. But we're out there now. We have slots available, and we're actively pursuing a replacement service. And just to bear in mind, Irish Ferries are still a very important customer to us, particularly on the UK to Pembroke route. And they haven't ruled out not coming back next year. And hopefully we'll see the WB8s coming back here next year, because customers and hauliers are telling us that it's Rosslare really where they would like to travel from. And therefore, we're hoping the market will put pressure on to bring that ship back and operate out of here.
The opportunity here around Brexit, Glenn, you know, you surely would argue that you're the closest port to Europe. Does that give you a sort of 3-hour jump on Dublin port when you're talking about sailings?
Yeah, absolutely. We believe that there's an efficiency going through Rosslare and a saving of somewhere between 5 and 6 hours as against Dublin. I mean, we are the closest port to mainland Europe. That's without a shadow of a doubt. And as I said earlier on, with the connectivity now here to the port, getting to here is a lot easier. I mean, we've three things that we're trying to achieve here in Rosslare: easy to get to, easy to get into, and easy to get out of. And I believe, even with the checks that Brexit is likely to bring, that this port will handle those checks in a much more efficient way than that's possible, purely because of the congestion currently in other ports where the roll-on roll-off is going in the country at the moment.
So you actually see Brexit as an opportunity, do you, genuinely?
I'm on record as some people thinking I'm the only person that was looking for a no-deal Brexit in the country, which obviously I wasn't. But now I genuinely do see opportunities with Brexit, but air opportunities were even are factoring without Brexit, because as I say, like the congestion in Dublin, hauliers being held up on an M50, being held up in the Dublin port. I mean, as I say, now with the new road, ever-improving road network here, and air efficiency here, and how we handle your trailer, how we get you through this port, how we work with all of the stakeholders in the port, our aim is to really give a very efficient experience to the haulier, because we know that time is costly and that's money. And from a ferry operator point of view, what we want to do is be able to turn your ship around the quickest and most efficient way possible as well.
Okay, Glenn Carr, General Manager, Rosslare Europort, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bobby.